Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Breaking
we
up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.
Well, happy 2022 to all of you out there. 2022 is where all our dreams will come through. I'm sounding a little nasally, have sinus problems here, but I've traveled through so many states in the past 2 weeks that I feel like a floating map. I had to travel and see those Texans. I needed some macaroni and cheese no matter what. But, you know, I travel very safe. It's going to take a little bit of time, but I was watching the countryside out of my private bedroom window on the Amtrak train, okay? Just me and my private bedroom. Nobody else around, no contact with anybody. I needed to be safe for myself and be safe when I stepped in there to hug my family. The ones that are all vaccinated, the ones that weren't vaccinated, they couldn't come by. You know, Texas is a little lax down there, very, very lax. So you don't have to worry. My people wear 3 and 4 masks. They don't care what the call is. But it was interesting. It was a challenge. It was a stretch. And it was an experience. So if I contact COVID, you know it's not going to be from my neglect, because I am sure glad that I wasn't in those airport terminals with all those cancellation flights. They would have had to dial 911. It just wasn't happening. So you have to follow your mind. So I rode on Amtrak. You guys need to check it out. It's a good way to go. Private sleepers. Go private. You're not in the coach. You're private. So you don't have to worry about nobody but you, you, and you. And in order to do that, you know, when your faith is what it is, you're a faith follower, you're going to follow that faith. And faith is light. The hearts of those with strong faith are filled with light. A radiance envelops their lives. People with unshakable conviction and faith enjoy a happiness that is as luminous as a full moon on a dark night, as dazzling as the sun on a clear day. We have to remain to be that sunbeam no matter what. Just get out there and blind them. Stephanie Haynes is coming on with us. She's running a little late. She's rolling in. And we're going to be talking about that chakra number 3. You know, your chakras is what keep you in balance. And once you understand what's in balance and what's out balance, you know how to pull yourself together. And with your mind and your faith and the things that you need to do, you continue to complete whatever it is, whatever your dream may be, because 2022 is where all our dreams are going to come through. Let's listen to some music. Welcome in, welcome back. We're glad to be here, and Happy New Year. Ow.
Help me,
I'll take you there.
Help me on.
here with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We want you to stay woke, stay aware, be observant, stay kind, and most of all, stay strong, okay? In order to do anything you have to do, you cannot have a fearless bone in your body. We're going through a lot of stuff. But once you let that doubt set in and that fear sets in, then you're like stuck right there in the hole. So you have to remain fearless. Keep moving forward. Stay strong. Stay aware. And more so, stay kind. So we're just going to play some more songs until Miss Stephanie Haynes come over here and jack us up with that chakra number 3. Line it up.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place.
Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome.
If you dream, then you can do anything.
Always remember to never be swayed by the eight winds. The eight winds of prosperity, decline, the grace, honor. Okay? Praise, censure, suffering, and pleasure. Those are 8 wins. If you stand firm and don't allow those things to control you and stop your forward movement, you're going to be all right. So never, ever, ever be swayed. And I'll share something with you that I was told as a young girl, that if you waste your time being easily impressed by others or wasting your energy to try to impress others, you're going to get screwed every time. I got that lesson at a young age. And sometimes people take it as an arrogancy, but think about it, okay? I'm just telling you a little bit on Tuesday before we move into these chakras to kind of get you ready for this brief segment one of the chakra number 3. Once Miss Stephanie Haynes joins us, but until then, we're just going to keep on listening and keep on thinking. Waking up with Linda McChain. Stay woke.
Someone reflection on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye, shadows as a child. You'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I cried. But now my time has come. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know the shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Thank you. survive. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Keep us down.
See, I'm down. no stopping, 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 there'll be no stopping, no stopping, no stopping, no stopping, there'll be no, no stopping, no stopping.
Technical problems here. Coming in on Miss Stephanie Haynes is in out there. You know, when you're dealing with technology, and that's what you have to do. You have to roll with it. So she might be able to get in and give us a little introduction on that chakra number 3 before we check out. If not, we'll be prepared again for next week. You know, we're going to talk about these chakras. But when technology malfunctions, sometimes it can put a halt there. I don't consider it a halt. You just have to make a switch and keep on pushing. So let's see if she can get in. And if she can't, she'll be back with us next week. Let's just keep listening here. Tell it Tuesday. Waking up with Linda McShane.
Oh, my mama told me, 'cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, 'cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way, one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. 'Cause all that you have is your soul.
keep that in mind out there. All that you have is your soul. Technical problems have cleared up. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. We have a few minutes. She's going to prepare us and let us know a little bit about chakra number two, because we have a few minutes here. Stephanie, thank you. Thank you for working so hard, getting that tech together, and Happy New Year's to you.
Same to you, and Happy New Year's to you.
I know it's been crazy. All those meetings, especially the first time in the week, the juices leave. You have to fix them back up. We only have a few minutes, but they were waiting. But if you can prepare us for next week or tell us what to do to prepare for you for the number three chakra briefly, we'd be glad to hear that.
Okay, yes. I'm just getting in, and traffic and everything's been hectic.
I know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, meetings all day.
I know, but we appreciate it. You know, you don't let nothing stop you. You get in. I've been just serenading them with music and telling them some things. You know, the music has the message. So if they were listening real closely, they got the gist of it. But we're talking about this number three, but we're going to move into a full blast for next week. But what can they do so that they can chime in or call in with questions? What does that number three chakra do? What is the name? What does it do?
Yeah, so I just want to let everybody know the importance of the new year and getting ready for the emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have a clear vision on what's going to happen in the new year.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the once we chime in on that, then everybody can get a perspective on, you know, the new resolution that they, you know, put together for the beginning of the year. And you know how that goes. Sometimes we start off with a agenda on what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
what they would like to see happen at the beginning of the year. And then for the whole month of January, you know, we start off really good, but how we get off the boat, maybe either mid-January or the end of January. So keeping that promise that we made regarding our new resolutions, that we have to really set the goal up. No matter what we go through, the valleys, you know, during our human revolution, whatever that may be, that we would not be defeated in 2022.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. I will go more in detail on next Tuesday regarding the third chakra, and to really, you know, get into that connection of our emotions.
Okay.
Yeah, and how we can hone into, we can balance those emotions to keep us balanced in everything that we do.
Well, all the chakras are important, but that number three chakra, which deals with the emotions, I think maybe because of our technical difficulties this week, and it's going to go into depth because you take us into the meditation, into the oils, into the everything that's needed to keep everything balanced and to be able to recognize when it's out of balance. I think I should allot some more time. I'll talk with you on that. So if you want to expand it. Because that's the one that sits in the center with the emotions. And, you know, the emotions carry everything, right? Okay. Well, we can do that. We can do that. What is the name of that chakra? How do you spell it?
Okay. Second.
Okay. Give us a correct spot. And they can Google it up and read up on it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, how was everybody New Year's?
I know mine is getting exciting. I'm as I stated earlier, to the listeners, I've been through so many states, I feel like a floating map. You know, time changes, climate changes, and I'm a bit nasally over here, but that's what sinuses do. But I'm very, very appreciative because here, you guys was freezing and raining where I was 82 degrees, and then I come up out of there at 82 degrees, and then they may go into a freeze this weekend. You know, it's really, really pleasant to know that you're totally protected out there. And you just miss it, right? You just miss it. So I traveled a different way this time, which was an experience, which was exciting, and it was different. But I was able to not let anything stop me from doing what I had to do and to move as safely as I possibly could. So that was like a notch up for me on the redwood tree to just get on out there and don't let nothing stop you no matter what. Stay focused. So I had to be what I, what could I say? Let you see what I'm always talking about being, right? Don't just speak it, get out there and do it. So I had to experience that. So now I can guide others because, you know, we're about education, unification, and collaboration here. It's all about coming together, getting that information out there, sharing and caring. And again, we appreciate you because I know it's hectic, especially in your field. And this is the first week also. I know how it can get because everybody's setting that January flow. You know, whether they change up in the mid or the end, that's they always want it. You know, everybody's gung-ho. So you're going to have meetings. You're going to spend more time, to map out those strategies. So the first 2 weeks of the new year is always crazy. Within any field, but especially in your field, because you guys have a lot of events that are going to be planned and things that you're working on. So we, again, extend our appreciation to you because I know it was a tough one, but you're here. You don't never let anything stop you, and that's why we love you because we can always depend on you. Dependability and responsibility is the key. And when you get into that third chakra, it's going to tell you how to balance it out. So I'm going to be quiet over here. Hone in and balance. That's the way I'm looking forward next week.
Yes. All right. So our third chakra is our solar plexus.
Okay.
All right. And so what it does, the solar plexus moves in the clockwise directions and connects to the vertebrate body. So it regulates our pancreas, our stomach, our liver, our spleen, our gallbladder, our small intestine, our abdomen, our sternum, and the back. Now, what it associates with? It associates with our inner peace, our purpose, our self-confidence, our self-worth, our self-acceptance, and trusting and accepting our gut feelings.
Okay.
So I call it our emotional belly, which is our stomach, where we hold everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when things get out of whack, and we know when things happen because that gut feeling that we get, right? When things,
okay.
Right. You can feel it in the gut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our personal growth on that, which relates to the world around us and the things that we do. Okay. So how much time do we have, Linda?
Right now, I'm looking at maybe about
4 minutes.
Now we got
four minutes.
We got to go down. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so what I want everybody to do is to really think about keeping you from reaching your goals, you know, keeping you from having that inner peace.
Okay.
Your self-worth, your self-confidence, and trusting.
Okay.
And really accepting our gut feeling.
Okay.
Because sometimes we ignore those small voices, you know, that comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say the first voice is the white voice, and we ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of fear of either losing something,
mm-hmm.
that we should lose anyway, that is not benefiting us, and it's, you know, and it's not healthy for us. I think that I want everyone to really pay attention on what you really want and desire in 2022.
Okay, want and desire. Gotcha.
Yeah. Because wanting and desiring is two different things, right?
And totally, totally. Yes, totally.
You know,
and having and needing, yeah, but that want and that desire. That desire takes it a little bit deeper than that want. That desire for me is, I said it works like a bulldozer. It keeps you digging, okay? But it has to be strong and it has to be in balance. So I'm looking forward to this. So I'm gonna post out. I probably post out the question of what's stopping you, you know, from your inner peace, you know, and how we should pay attention to that gut feeling, because you have to pay attention to it. And sometimes it feels silly and it sounds silly, and it does just what you say. You don't want to do that because you don't want to lose out and you won't hurt nobody's feelings. Follow that gut feeling. And
right.
Because that's going to come to you first. Well, on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we're going to have to check out, and I'm going to post out, and let me know how the time frame works. If I could extend the time to tell the next 2 weeks, if that will work with you, and we'll get it done. And we appreciate you again, Stephanie. Happy New Year's. Please get in and meditate out, because I know it's been a hectic day for you. And I know how the first week in your field works, and we love you. And we'd just like to say thank you for getting on no matter what. We love you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Listeners, we'll be back next Tuesday. Chakra number 3. The question is, what's stopping you from your inner peace? We love you. Happy 2022. Walk in your own shoes.
Breaking up. With Linda
Michelle.
You said it, girl. Sherry Care.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sherry Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give. Showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.